Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the March 2007 U.S. employment situation. Today is Friday, April 6th. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate improved slightly to 4.4% in March, which is an incremental drop over February's 4.5%. That unemployment rate was a result of about 6.7 million unemployed people out of a civilian labor force of nearly 153 million and slightly more than 146 million of them employed. About 78 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported overall job growth of 180,000. The goods-producing sector's gain of 43,000 jobs was because the construction sector reversed the previous month's loss with a 56,000 job gain, while manufacturing continued to put jobs on the outbound conveyor belt, ending up losing some 16,000 positions. The pace of new jobs in natural resources and mining slowed, but was able to uncover 3,000 more jobs. The service-providing sector continued to add jobs, 137,000 in March, which was at a slower pace than the previous month. The retail trade sector continued to process an increase in their inventory of workers with a 35,900 job gain. Professional and business services reversed course of recent growth with a 7,000 job loss in March. Biggest hit were the 4,900 jobs that accounting and bookkeeping services could not keep on the books. Education and health services stayed healthy with 54,000 new jobs. Home health care services, a subspecialty, added 3,300 jobs in March, while hospitals checked in 9,200 new jobs. Leisure and hospitality continued to welcome new workers. It was up 21,000 jobs in March. The government did its part, too. Government jobs were up 23,000. State governments added 6,000 jobs, local governments took in 16,000 new employees, and the federal government added 1,000 new jobs. For those of you in the staffing industry, it did not fare as well. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, temporary help services employment was essentially flat, with an 800 job loss in March to settle at 2,635,200. That's seasonally adjusted. For March, temporary help employment was down by a smidgen at 0.03% from the previous month, but up 0.02% from March 2006. Temporary help services employment lost incremental market share of overall jobs in March to 1.91%, which has been dropping slowly since December 2005 when it was 1.97%, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services sector. On the whole, this was quite a good jobs report. One broad consensus estimate issued earlier in the week estimated 168,000 new jobs, and the actual number was 180,000 new jobs, higher than the 164,000 monthly average of the past 6 months. However, in what has become the new job creation engine, the service economy actually created fewer jobs in March, 137,000, than the previous month when that sector created 180,000. The tightening labor market, the last time the unemployment rate reached a low of 4.4% was in October of last year, and before that, more than 5 years earlier, and rising wages may mean that inflation may be rearing its ugly head. Hourly earnings rose by 6 cents in March, or up 0.3% over the month, on top of a 6-cent rise in February. For the year, average hourly and weekly earnings were up 4.0% and 4.4% respectively. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.